The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. We offer our condolences to all Muslim brothers and sisters on the demise anniversary of Lady Fatima Masuma, peace be upon her, the daughter of Imam Musa Kazim, alayhi salam. Imam Musa Kazim, the Shia's seventh infallible imams, alayhi salam. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali. He's going to talk about the character of Lady Masuma alayha salam.
In the book, I have quoted this from Bihar al-Anwar, volume 57, page 228. Inna lillahi haraman wa huwa Makkah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a sanctuary, and that is Makkah. Allah inna lirasulillahi haraman wa huwa al-Madinah. Rasulullah also has a sanctuary, and that is Medina. Allah wa inna l'amir al-mu'minin haraman. Amir al-mu'minin also has a sanctuary, and that is Kufa. Allah wa inna qum al-kufatu s-saqif. You know, Najaf was not known up to the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This is why the reference is made to Kufa. And Kufa is very, you know, Najaf used to be outskirts of Kufa. Now Najaf, mashallah, has become itself a great city, but people didn't know where Imam Ali was buried. So Allah has a sanctuary, that's Mecca. Rasulullah has a sanctuary, that's Medina. Amir al-Mumin has sanctuary, is Kufa, okay? But then Imam Sadiq says, Qum is our small Kufa. إِنَّ لِلْجَنَّةِ سَمَانِيَةَ أَبْوَابِ. Heaven has 8 gates. ثَلَاثَةٌ مِنْهَا إِلَىٰ قُمْ. 3 of those gates face قُمْ. تُقْبَذُ فِيهَا امْرَأَةٌ مِنْ وُلْدِ. A lady from my progeny will be dying. She will depart in this world in that city. Ismuha Fatima. Her name is Fatima. You know, say, Lady Masuma's name is Fatima. Masuma is a title that, inshallah, we will mention the origin of this title. Ismuha Fatima bint Musa. Wa tadkhulu bi shafa'atiha shi'ati al-jannata bi ajma'ihim. This is very important thing that is reflected in the ziyarah of Lady. With her intercession, all my Shia will go to heaven. Of course, you have to prove that you are a true Shia. But all the true Shia, all the true followers, through her Shafa will go to heaven. Similar to this is the hadith that I have quoted in the next page. It has some additional points. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ حَرَمًا وَهُوَ مَكَّةً وَلِرَسُولِهِ حَرَمًا وَهُوَ الْمَدِينَةِ وَلِأَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَرَمًا وَهُوَ الْكُوفَةِ. This is similar. Allah has a sanctuary, that's Mecca. Rasulullah has a sanctuary, that's Medina. Amir al-Mu'minin has a sanctuary, that is Kufa. وَلَنَا حَرَمًا. And we means all the imams after Amir al-Mu'minin. لَنَا. Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Sajjad, Imam Baqir, Imam Sadiq, Imam Kazim. All of them have one haram, and that is Qum. So Qum has a special position for Ahlul Bayt. Therefore, you know, one of the titles of Qum, we say Ushu Ali Muhammad. It's the nest for the Ahlul Bayt. وَسَتُدْفَنُ فِيهِمْ رَأَةٌ مِّنْ وُلْدِي. Soon, a lady from my progeny will be buried there. Tusamma Fatima. Her name is Fatima. Man zaraha wajabat lahul jannah. Whoever visits her, with conditions, of course, heaven becomes necessary for him or her. Then the narrator says, Imam alayhi salam said this, walam tahmil bi Musa ummuhu, while the mother of Imam Kadhim, which is the wife of Imam Sadiq, was not yet conceived of Imam Kadhim. So two generations before, so the father of Lady Masuma was not yet conceived, let alone Lady Masuma. Two generations before, Imam Sadiq said this about Lady Masuma. So there were many daughters of Imams, but we don't have such expressions about them. There were many sons, we don't have such expressions about them. So she has very special position. There is a hadith that is from Imam Reza alayhi salam, and I have quoted this from Nasikh al-Tawarikh and also from Rayahin al-Sharia. Imam Reza alayhi salam said, "Man zara al-ma'sumata biqum ka man zarani." Whoever visits Ma'suma in Qum has visited me. You know that Lady Ma'suma, after Imam Reza moved from Medina to Marv, because he was forced by Ma'mun, the Abbasid Caliph, to become his prince, his Waliahd, and to move near him. He didn't want, but there was a force, and Imam said, with the condition that I don't interfere and, you know, deal with any governmental work. So after Imam Reza went from Medina to Marv, Lady Fatimatul Ma'suma was very close to Imam Reza, because Imam Reza and Lady Ma'suma are from the same father and the same mother, and there's a special relation. Actually, she spent maybe more time with Imam Reza because her father was in prison. So she's very attached to Imam Reza and vice versa. So she wanted to visit her brother. Of course, this is on the surface, but this is all plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with some of the brothers, family members, lovers of Ahlul Bayt, they organized a group, a delegation, and they went towards Marv. But unfortunately, in a place called Sabe, which is a city now, they were attacked. Some people who were against Ahlul Bayt attacked them. They killed some of the men. And she was also very ill. And she asked to take her to Qum. She knew of Qum. She said, take me to Qum. And she went to Qum, and she stayed in a place that, alhamdulillah, today is now preserved. Ayatollah Gulpaygan Rahmatullah made that into school, the madrasa. So she was there for a few weeks doing ibadah, and then she passed away. We mentioned the details in the book, you know, and then she was buried in this current place, which was a garden belonging to one of the Shia. There was a river here, and this was a garden next to that river. So she passed away before seeing Imam Reza alayhi salam. So about a year after Imam Reza went, she died, and Imam Reza was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, about a year alive after her demise. So when Imam Reza is alive and she has passed away, he says, "Man zara al-ma'sumata biqum ka man zara." Whoever visits Ma'suma in Qum has visited me. So this hadith also shows that Al-Ma'suma is a title that Imam Reza has used for Lady Ma'suma.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar, Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.